of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Is Cats assistant coach Stephen King. Kingy, Tom King with you along with Reg Tuohy. Thanks for joining us. Can you just give us a little, have you got the feet out on the surface and had a bit of a feel for Goddings just on how it's holding up?
Yeah, no, holding up really well. We trained here last night for a quick little run and it's just a nice winter's afternoon here. So at the moment, I think there's been a bit of rain around, but the ground's obviously in wonderful condition and if it stays like this, it'll be actually perfect for footy.
Just waiting for the teams to download, but obviously they've been lodged. Is there any late change for the Cats, Kingy?
No, no late change for us. We'll go in as selected with Mitch Duncan, the sub, this week.
Okay, in game 299. What have you taken away from last week against the Giants? Was there a specific area you looked at that needed to be improved upon, aside from probably accuracy in front of goal?
Oh, I think that was a big one. To get 61 inside 50s and 31 scoring shots against GWS, I think it shows the method was right. Unfortunately, didn't take those opportunities. And I think also probably just the way we probably weren't as sharp at setting up our defence behind our attack and the ease of how they scored some of their goals was something we want to get a bit better this week.
Hey, Kingy, Reg here. Matt, hey, Reg. I know the Cats always have a pretty holistic view of the season in its entirety and it's all about kind of an upwards trend towards a peak later in the season. How do you think the Cats are going as a whole? Not perfect, I know, but yeah. You're heading in the right direction?
Yeah, certainly not perfect, Reg. I'd love it for us to have at least another win under our belts. You know, I guess you win some tight ones and then you drop a couple. But I think what's of note at the moment is how well we've been sort of standing up and with a few injuries. And, we've got a couple back today, but there's some reinforcements coming, which I think gives the whole squad a bit of a boost. So, if you look at Colajasny, Stewart, even the way Cam Guthrie and Jack Martin are moving at training now as well, there's some reinforcements coming. And I feel for us, we've been able to play some pretty attractive footy and some good footy. We'd love a couple extra wins, but what we've been able to do is expose some young players to some big minutes and some big moments, and I think that's going to hold us in good stead in the back half of the year.
He's only played 19 games, Kingy, but did we learn a little bit more about how important Lawson Humphreys is to the Geelong system last week with him not there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way he obviously reads the ball, defends, he's great in the contest for such a young player, but yeah, his ability to bounce the ball out of there, I think something we missed last week a little bit. And with him missing, we probably asked our mids to get back and help us a bit, but that left us a bit short up the ground as well to try and squeeze the ground when we move the ball up in our attacking half. So to have Lawson's back, yeah, it's huge. And obviously it's a really special week for him to be playing with him and his sister designing the jumper the boys are going to be wearing today, which is great.
Yep. How close Tom Stewart and Reece Stanley to playing? Obviously, Reece was named as an emergency. Is it one of those ones, and I know Scotty alluded to it, that the five-day turnaround into the Dogs was part of your thinking, but is that what basically it boiled down to in the end?
Yeah, I think so. There's a bit of that, obviously. We want to make sure we've got some fresh soldiers to bring in next week, but yeah, I think Reece was really, really close, and if he had to play, he could have, but we just thought holding him over one more week is going to be great for him, and Stewie got through another full week of training but just wasn't quite there. So no risk policy with him, and we want to make sure that hopefully he's right for that Western Bulldogs game.
Yep, Jack Henry being back, obviously key as well.
Yeah, it's huge having Jack back. I think that was something we sorely missed, and having him anchoring our back line and giving us that stability behind the footy, he was in great form before he went out, so hopefully he can just take off from where he was with his form before he got injured. So he's been terrific form for us.
Yeah. Jai Clark and Ted Closey have gone back to the VFL. They'll play against Port Melbourne tonight at Northport Oval. Kingy, are they sort of being sent back with some instructions about what you guys need them to work on to get themselves back into the AFL team?
Oh, I think for me it's just minutes. They'll get to play huge midfield minutes today at VFL level, which is great for them. Just I think in their point in their careers, they're asked to play a bit of forward, bit of wing, bit of inside mid. So, they're still developing players, and it's just taking those experiences they've had at the higher level now, go back and dominate some VFL footy and just be a great teammate. And, they'll have focuses they need to keep working on. But for us, it's just keep building good form and good habits and play a game tonight, hopefully, and they're another step closer to coming back in and cementing a spot. But, they'll be key drivers for us in the back half of the year.
Completely sentence for me, Kingy. Geelong wins tonight because...
We win the territory game around stoppage and we're able to play it in our front half. So We know Port Adelaide, they defend their front half really well. They rely heavily on their midfield that they've got there. So we're going to have a really good afternoon or good evening here around the ball and give our forwards first look. So I think it's a bit cliche around the midfield battle, but I feel like here on this oval, if you can own territory from the middle of the ground, it helps you set the game up behind it.
Thank you for that, because some funny assistant coaches have said because we're in front on the scoreboard, but I'm glad you actually extrapolated on that.
Oh, that'd be handy as well.
Absolutely. Kingy, really appreciate your time as always. Good luck this afternoon. Looking forward to another Big Cats performance.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, King.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.